Hey everyone,
and welcome back to
BSG, Brawl Stars Guys.
I'm Sharpshooter 354,
and I'm Julie Assassin.
Today is the 10th episode of BSG,
and the 6th episode of our side series,
Brawler Chat.
Today we will be talking about and so Brock is a sharpshooter as we get into the overview section, which means he has a long range and low health.
Yes, and you unlock him at 1,000 trophies, which means he's a trophy road reward.
And so on to Brock's abilities. So for Brock's attack, which is called Rockin' Rocket.
Brock's attack, Rockin' Rocket, shoots out one rocket that does 1,540 damage, but it's pretty slow, so jump out of the way when you see Brock's rocket coming at you.
Yes, it's one of the slowest projectiles in the game, which is what makes Brock such a high skill cap brawler. But anyway, as we said, it does 1,540 damage, and it has a 10 tiles range, which is very long because he's a sharpshooter.
And he has a very slow reload speed. It's over 2 seconds.
Which is a long reload speed.
Yeah.
So that's all for Rockin' Rocket. So now let's go on to his super, Rocket Rain.
Yes. So Brock's super launches 9 rockets that can destroy walls. The rockets can also go over walls. Stay away from Brock's super, Rocket Rain.
And so it takes 4 attacks, 4 main attacks to charge this super. And then when you do the super, if you hit 5 rockets from the super, then you get the super again.
Yes.
And it fires 9 rockets out in a... It's like Barley super when kind you of, aim it.
Yeah.
There's like a giant circle. And the circle has a diameter of 6 tiles, which means if you go from the left end of the circle to the right end of the circle, that's 6 tiles.
Yes.
And as we said before, it's wall breaking, and it has...
It has a diameter of 6
no,
tiles.
No, it has 11 tiles range. We just said that.
Sorry.
Okay. It's okay. And so... Anyway, that is all for Brock's super, and so now to go on to his gadget.
Yes, so I know this isn't really on topic of his gadget, it's more on to his super, but I just wanted to say if you play Brock, then you might have heard him say Rocket Rain, but anyway, going on to his gadget.
Yeah, when you do his super, sometimes he's just like, Rocket Rain!
He sounds like that too. Okay, on to his gadget.
So, his gadget's name is...
Rocket Laces.
And we said that it was A tier
in
our gadget tier list.
Yes, so you can go back and watch that if you want.
It's episode 3 of BSG.
Yes.
And so it launches you into the air, and it makes you go 4 tiles in the direction that you were previously walking.
Yes, and it's very situational.
It would have been S tier, but except for this fact. And so it's very situational, but it can also be very useful, and it does 500 damage to anyone who is right next to Brock when he does Rocket Laces.
Yes.
And so now on to Brock's star powers. Rocket number 4.
Yeah.
And so Incendiary is when Brock's attack lands, wherever it lands and hits something, or it doesn't hit something and it just stops, it has a circle of fire that fills up 1 tile and does 600 damage per second for 2 seconds to whoever's in that circle.
Yes, and Rocket number 4 gives Brock a 4th ammo shot.
And so... Also, Incendiary is kind of like Barley's attack, where it just, like, stays there for 2 seconds. And so, it's not like El Fuego, but it's more like Barley's attack.
Yeah.
And so we said that Incendiary is better and should definitely be your go-to star power.
Yes.
A lot of people prefer Rocket Number 4, but Incendiary just provides a lot of area control and utility, and we just feel like that's a lot better. Right, Julie Sasson?
Yes.
And so, why don't you tell them what tiers the star powers are in?
Yes, so we put Incendiary.
Incendiary.
Sorry, I can't say that today. Okay, so we put that. I'm just going to say it like that. We put that into the A tier, and then Rocket Number 4 we put into the B tier.
And so, as I said before, you want to use Incendiary to try to gain more utility and area control. And Rocket Number 4 basically just gives you another ammo, so
yeah,
use the other ammo.
It just gives you as much ammo as an extra.
And it also gives you more utility. And so, if you're going to buy one, definitely buy Incendiary, but even Incendiary you shouldn't buy unless you have, like, a lot of coins.
Yes, because
they're
so expensive.
Like, there are some people who have maxed out accounts and they just have a bunch of coins just sitting there.
Yeah.
So, if you're one of those people who has a bunch of coins and doesn't have Incendiary, then just buy Incendiary. But
yeah,
don't buy it unless you have a bunch of coins.
Okay, so that brings us to our other stats, which are really quick. Okay, so this is crazy. We realized, Sharpshooter 354, can you tell them?
That the other stats page for Colt is the exact same as Brock.
Yes.
And so they each have 3,920 health.
They each have 5 out of 5 offense,
2 out of 5 defense, and 2 out of 5 utility.
Yes, and
and so, yes, as we said before, that's the same as Colt. And his movement speed is also like Colt, but without the Slick Boot star power. But we're not talking about Colt. We're talking about Brock.
We talked
so
about
that brings
that
us to the end of the overview section. And so next we will be doing
The
how to use section.
Yes. And also, if you want to go back to see the thing about Colt, that is episode
4.
Yes, I think. Okay.
And so that is all for the overview section.
Now we're going to go on to the how to use section.
And so on to the when to use subsection and modes. His best mode is Bounty, and he is good but not great at all other modes, so he's a very all-around brawler.
Yes.
And so for maps.
Okay, so his best map for Gem Grab is Death Cap Trap.
His best map for Brawl Ball is Backyard Bowl.
His best map for Bounty is Land Ahoy.
His best map for Showdown is Thousand Lakes.
His best map for Heist is Traffic Jam.
And his best map for Siege is Factory Rush.
Yeah.
And then the honorable mentions, which are basically the second best map for Brock on each mode, are
Dark Passage
for Showdown,
Shoulder Bash
for Brawl Ball,
Crossroads
for, I'm sorry, some of these new maps are confusing. Crossroads is for Heist. Heist.
Yeah. Sorry, there are new maps in the
new update,
as you guys know. Okay, Junk Park
for Siege.
Canal Grande
for Bounty.
Cell Division
for Gem Grab.
Yes, and then we didn't include Hot Zone.
Because Supercell has said that's so far only a temporary mode.
Yes.
Unless they get an overwhelming amount of people playing it.
So if you guys want Hot Zone to stay, then
make sure to play it a lot.
Yes, and if it does end up staying, then I'm going to discuss with Sharpshooter 34 if we can do that as one of the modes.
We're going to put it in if it stays. But if you want Hot Zone to stay, then make sure to play it more than any other mode.
Yes.
And so now on to the how to use section for each mode, starting with Gem Grab.
Yes.
So you want to use Incendiary to hold choke points for Gem Grab, because holding choke points is really important in Gem Grab so that you can maintain control of the center and grab gems.
Yes, and Brock is pretty aggro in Gem Grab.
And so out of the three roles, support, gem carrier, and aggro, Brock fits the aggro description, having a 5 out of 5 offense. He's just all about offense and aggro.
Yes, and you're gonna hear us say this
A lot.
This is probably going to be in our takeaways for every single Brawler Chat episode.
Yes.
Okay. Know your limits.
I was going to say that, but okay.
Every brawler has limits, and you need to know them in order to be a good player in Brawl Stars.
Yes.
Right, Julia says?
Yes. Okay, so you should also try to stay pretty far away from, like, tanks and other brawlers like that, because Brock is a sharpshooter, so he has long range and short and not that much health.
And so for Brawl Ball, most of the time you shouldn't carry the ball with Brock, but you can get some pretty cool plays with Rocket Laces. Like, there was this one guy who got a play who can, it's Rocket Laces. And so there's this one guy who did a trick shot where it bounced twice and then he jumped over with Rocket Laces and then did another trick shot and scored. So you can get a lot of cool plays with Rocket Laces.
Yes, and of course, Know your limits. And Brock, most of the time, isn't a ball carrier.
As I said before. And as we're going to say a lot in this episode, focus mainly on offense with Brock.
Yes.
And so on to Bounty. And so you want to use Incendiary and shoot at the places where the enemy team always walks by, so then you can get great value on the Incendiary.
Yes, and you should, of course, always stay away from tanks,
and
especially in Bounty.
You can use Rocket Laces to get out of sticky situations.
Yes, and know your limits, again.
And so for Showdown, I want to say, ready, let's pair it at the same time.
Know your limits.
Because, as we said before, every brawler has limits. And in order to be a good and mindful Brawl Stars player, you need to analyze your brawler's limits and know them.
Yeah.
And then always check bushes when you're going to walk by them, because you never know how many people are just playing tanks and being an El Primo who's bush camping and just waiting for you to go into his bush. So make sure to always check bushes when you are Brock or any sharpshooter for that matter.
Yes.
And so then that leads us to our next point, which is
Showdown.
It's to stay away from tanks. Still in Showdown, Julie Assassin.
Sorry.
And so then the last thing is to use Rocket Laces to get out of sticky situations, because Rocket Laces can be really useful to get out of sticky situations in Showdown, especially if you're faced up against, like, a tank who's right next to you. Right, yes. Julie Assassin?
Yes, and so now we're going to go on to Heist.
And so, Julie Assassin, you want to start us off?
Yes, so for Heist, we're starting with Know Your Limits, of course.
And focus on offense, as we said a lot. Brock is a 5 out of 5 on offense, and so he's really focused and geared toward offense, so you want to definitely focus on offense.
Yes, and try to attack the safe from a distance.
Because he is a sharpshooter, and sharpshooters, not all of them, but a lot of them are definitely better at a distance, because then they don't have brawlers like El Primo who can go up and get them.
And so that
will help you stay alive when you're attacking, which brings us to our next point.
And of course, stay alive as possible, as long as possible when attacking the enemy safe.
Because the longer you're alive, the more damage you do to the safe, right, Julie Assassin?
Yeah.
And so that brings us to our last mode, which is Siege. And so the first one is
Know your limits.
And so, as we said in Gem Grab before, he's also an aggro brawler, because as we said a lot, focus on offense with Brock.
Yes.
And so our next point, Julie Assassin, is
use Incendiary for area control, and I finally said Incendiary, right?
Yes, and so Incendiary can just really help with area control, which is really important, especially in Siege, because Siege just is all about control, And then, so, yeah.
That is it for C. So now we're going to go on to our takeaways, which is going to sum up what we've said for this whole episode.
So, of course, know your limits.
Yes.
And this one, we haven't said as much, but we think it's very important, is to use incendiary for area control.
And, of course, focus on offense, because Brock is 5 out of 5 on offense.
And the last one is to use rocket laces to get out of sticky situations.
Yes, so,
That is all for this episode, and so we have a few announcements to go through.
Yes. So our first announcement is that we have found it that we haven't been able to release at 12, so we're going to move our release point to 12:15 to 12:45.
So any time between 12:15 and 12:45 will be when we release. This is just to give us a little more flexibility, and because we're just starting this podcast and we're still trying to get a system running.
Yes, and of course we have more things to do than just the podcast, but we're still getting episodes out on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Saturday. Not Friday.
Saturday.
And so then also Julie Assassin also has now made her new YouTube channel, which is called
Gold Gamer Girls.
And so if you're going to watch that, we'll have more information on that later.
Yes, so we just finished making our first video, and we haven't put it on the YouTube channel yet, but we will soon.
She has done that with a friend. I'm not in it, but if you want to go to my YouTube channel, that's Brawl Boys, yes, which has one video, 1000 IQ Trick Shot.
Yes, and so far on the first video, I'm in one of the clips,
And so, in Gold Gamer Girls, you are Gamer G, and your friend is Gamer E, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
And so, yes, make sure you check those channels both out, and we will put the link to those channels in the description.
And we haven't decided, me and my friend, we haven't decided to change our names in Brawl Stars yet, but if we do, I'm still going to be Julie Assassin in this podcast.
And so make sure to tell friends and family about BSG, and thank you so much for listening. Yes. It helps so much.
Thank you so much, and make sure to check out our YouTube channels when we give you the link.
And this is Sharpshooter 354
and Julie Assassin
signing off.